And welcome back to the program. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest, who has written one of the most anticipated novels of the year, and now it's available. And to prove it, I have a copy right here. The book is Anna O, and I'm joined by the author, Matthew Blake. And Matthew, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
How are you doing? How are things going where you are?
Very well. Very good, thank you. I'm in London at the moment, in Chelsea in London, and the sun has finally started to shine a bit, so it's a nice winter's day.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the sun is. We haven't seen it in Chicago for, I swear, a couple of months. So for the book here, I see you have a testimonial from David Baldacci, who we've had on the program several times, so there is instant credibility.
Well, that was one of the great moments of my life when he endorsed it, and he's also posted on Instagram about it. He's one of my all-time writing heroes. I've read all his books, and yeah, I'm still in shock that he's read it and endorsed it, and it's just wonderful to get that quote.
I love the concept of this book, and we're kind of carried along in a mood. To me, this book, it's a book you experience. It's just not that of reading a novel. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, it's exploring the whole world of sleep. It's the one genuinely universal experience. It's a sort of second life we all have. We all spend about 33 years of our life asleep. So I hope it gets everyone questioning their own sleep, their own nightmares, what they might have done, and what their minds are capable of.
Yeah, can you share with us briefly what the book is about, building on 33 years of our lives asleep?
Yeah, well, the story is about Anna Ogilvy, who kills her two best friends while sleepwalking and then falls into a four-year-long deep sleep. And then Dr. Benedict Prince, who's a sleep expert, who has to try and wake Anna up so she can stand trial for the double murder. And people who believe in Anna's innocence call her Anna O. People who believe in her guilt call her Sleeping Beauty. And as the novel progresses, the reader is presented with evidence on both sides and must start trying to decide who to believe.
Now, this doesn't seem like something that just pops in your head that you want to explore and get into this kind of topic, this kind of feeling. Were you searching for ideas, or had you thought about writing something like this before?
Well, I'd always wanted to write a thriller about something genuinely universal. All my favorite thrillers tap into those universal anxieties. And
right.
I always thought sleep, when I came across that 33-year statistic, I thought, wow, that would be a fantastic concept for a thriller. And then really, yeah, as I started researching sleep, I came across the most extraordinary stories of what people can do while they're sleepwalking with their eyes open, but their brain's still asleep, and these extraordinary true life cases of people who committed murder while sleepwalking. And then I came across the extraordinary mystery illness of resignation syndrome, and the way in which people fall into a deep sleep for years on end. It's not a coma. They are genuinely sleeping, and they just cannot be woken up. And I always say that truth is stranger than anything I could come up with. And it really was. It was those real life examples that were absolutely key to developing the novel.
And talking about the time we're asleep, it's interesting because you take that 33 and you make it less. I mean, even a couple, a fewer hours of sleep per night over an extended time, and the brain just goes into a completely different space. And it's just the difference, the length, the duration, and the type of sleep we have is really impacts one person every single day. And add that to all of us, and you kind of wonder where everyone is at the moment.
Exactly. I think sleep has become the sort of one of the big debates of our current moment. Everyone's obsessed with it, whether we're getting the right type of sleep, how much sleep we're getting, what it does to our brains long term. Does it lead to does poor sleep lead to dementia? Does it lead to lots of other things? So yeah, I think it's the absolute hot button topic of the moment. And I trust me when I say that when you get into it and see actually what does happen when we sleep, you may ironically never sleep the same way again.
Well, and having done morning radio live, did for about 20 years, getting up at 3:30 in the morning to go on the air at 5, you really learn how to balance your sleep. Otherwise, it's just kind of like having fun while being tired.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I've never done morning radio, but I've heard lots of stories about people who have. And yeah, people who work night shifts, people who have different types of sleeping patterns. Yeah, right. it's an extraordinary thing to balance.
When you hear things like, how do you feel as an author? You see or hear things like most anticipated novel or critically acclaimed. Do those kind of accolades, is that meaningful?
It is. I mean, it's been a complete whirlwind from start to finish. I mean, it started as soon as I sent the novel out to agents, the literary agents, and ended up with over 26 wanting it. And the first reply came in with under an hour. And then when we sent it out to publishers, we had 16 international offers within 48 hours and three huge deals in the UK, US, and Canada within a day. So from then on, it's been a complete and utter whirlwind and extraordinary experience, and I still can't quite believe it.
You know, in general, we are our own worst critics. Like, I will hear back a portion of the program and find 15 different ways you think you can improve it. You've got to turn in this novel. Once you do, it's kind of out of your hands and belongs to everyone else. So when do you get to the point when you can say, all right, this is it. I know this is good.
Well, I mean, it's a collaborative process. You have, in this case, because it's published all over the world, I have three different English language editors who all were sort of reading it and looking at it. So it's a team effort. When we sort of get to that final point, it's an amazing moment. And when you've got all those bits right, you've got the plot twist right, the character right, the pacing right, the short chapters, the cliffhangers, it's all put together extremely carefully. And so when you finally got that right, it really is a phenomenal moment.
I think it was James Patterson that we had on the show and said, it is yours up until the point you turn it in, and then it belongs to everyone.
Yeah, well, I'm a huge James Patterson fan. In fact, his recent autobiography, I think, is one of my absolute favorite books. I have it on my shelf and look at it all the time. And I think that's so true. I mean, I think as a thriller writer, you're always hoping that what you do is provoke reaction. You always, you know, you want to get people talking. You want to get discussions, arguments going. So I think James Patterson's books definitely do that. And I can only hope that Anna Rowe does the same thing, too.
Certainly every reader has an individual experience with the book. They're going to interpret the characters, the plot, the feelings in their own way. From your perspective as an author, though, are there certain things as you're writing that you'd like the reader to take away from it?
Well, I definitely think, yeah. I mean, I think people questioning their own sleep, I think particularly in the book, it looks at the relationship between the mind and the body. We're always talking about mindfulness now and how that works. But with something like resignation syndrome, it is looking at how a mental state can affect your physical state. And you can have your body can display symptoms that are caused by sort of mental distress. So I think that's an incredibly interesting idea in terms of our current debate about mental health and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, I hope it provokes discussion and debate about that. And but most of all, it's a fast-paced, twisty thriller, and I hope people just have a great time with the book.
Well, the book is Anna O, and it is now available wherever books are sold. We have been visiting with the author, Matthew Blake. Matthew, thank you so much for being on the show today. This was fun, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much for having me on.